Friday, of course, is the 8th anniversary of that horrible day, that Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, when the United States was attacked from within by the guys who hijacked those planes and flew them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon and ultimately another one into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There was a commission headed up by Tom Kane and Lee Hamilton, the 9/11 commission, that looked into it, and John Farmer was senior counsel to that commission. He has now come out with a new book just being published today called The Ground Truth, The Untold Story of America Under Attack on 9/11, and he joins me now here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, John. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you for having me.
When you look back on that horrible day 8 years later, and you know what you know about the investigation into how America reacted, what do you say?
Well, I think the 9/11 Commission did a remarkably thorough job in ferreting out the facts and setting them forth. What I thought needed to be said and needed to be told was the story of 9/11 as it was actually lived on that day and in the years preceding it. What we did in the 9/11 Commission report was we looked at the flights analytically, in other words, flight by flight for the sake of clarity. But I think it's important and to do what I do in this book, which is now that a lot of the documents that we had access to but were still classified had been declassified, we can now tell the story of 9/11 as it was actually lived by the people who were charged with responding to the emerging threat of Al-Qaeda. And I think that's the best window we have into how crises are actually experienced and how critical decisions are actually made during crises and not how we're told that they're made.
You say in the book, quote, at some level of government, at some point in time, a decision was made not to tell the truth about the national response to the attacks on the morning of 9/11. We owe the truth to the families of the victims of 9/11. We owe it to the American public as well, because only by understanding what has gone wrong in the past can we assure our nation's safety in the future. What did the government not tell us the truth about?
I'll tell you, the remarkable part of the work on the commission for me was that once I was charged with leading a team to reconstruct the day of 9/11 itself and our response to it, I actually thought that the air defense story would be the easiest part of the day to put together, simply because it had been told so many times. There had been testimony before Congress. There had been, in the early days of the commission, testimony before us. There had been national TV specials dedicated to the subject. The BBC had done a special dedicated to the subject. So early in the life of the commission, I started to write an account of the day based solely on the public sources. And those sources told the same story, which was essentially this, that by the time of the third flight, American 77, which was headed for the Pentagon, the national command structure had recovered from the shock of the first two attacks and had reasserted itself and had scrambled the planes from Langley, Virginia, narrowly missed intercepting American 77 and was fully engaged and ready to shoot down or intercept the fourth plane, United 93, as it approached Washington. What we found essentially was that none of that was true, that in fact the planes had been scrambled in response to a mistaken report, and the military actually had about a minute's notice that American 77 was lost, but no location for it, and actually got notified of the last flight 4 minutes after it had already crashed. The president's and vice president's authorization to intercept planes was actually not communicated to the people who mattered for about a half an hour after the last plane crashed. So in every important particular, the story that the public had been told was simply not true.
Well, some of that was told in the terrific Paul Greengrass movie, United 93, which showed some of the confusion in the military at NORAD and elsewhere. How much of what was in that movie is really what happened?
Well, I have to say that I was a consultant on that movie, I helped put that together. So it does reflect, I think, as much as a Hollywood treatment can, it reflects the actual confusion that was existing that day. And I think we shouldn't lose sight of the significance of that confusion, because what it tells us is that this is, it was accounted for to us largely as a result of the shock of the day. It was such a surprise. Of course, there was confusion. But that's not really what it boils down to, because if you look at Hurricane Katrina a few years later, that was an event that we had planned for decades, and yet the same confusion reigned. And so I think when you put the two of those events together, what it teaches you is that you can't plan for these things so that decisions are anticipated to be made from the top down, because it doesn't work.
No, but you can learn lessons from these things. One of the things that upsets me is that, to my knowledge, no one at the CIA got fired after this. In fact, George Tenet got the Medal of Freedom from President Bush. Have we learned any lessons, particularly in the intelligence community, about, for instance, the sharing of information?
You know, I think in the early days after 9/11, there was, and I was the Attorney General of New Jersey at that time, and I'd never seen cooperation at that level among law enforcement agencies in my entire career. I have heard anecdotally in the years since that it's kind of eroded, and you know, you're bumping up, I think, against human nature when you're talking about the way bureaucracies function. And I think the only thing you can really do is try to structure incentives so that people have a reason to share information, because left to their own devices, you know, for bureaucracies, information is power, and they're reluctant to share it. And I've heard that, you know, there's been some improvement, but we could still go along a lot longer in terms of having people being willing to share. I think the answer is structuring incentives so that they are.
This is not a book that will appeal to the truthers, the ridiculous people who believe that 9/11 was an inside job. This is the untold story of how we actually did react and what we didn't do beforehand and afterwards and the lessons we should have learned from it. It's called The Ground Truth, The Untold Story of America Under Attack on 9/11. Former 9/11 Commissioner John Farmer, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
728, The McGraw Show with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.